Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us is the host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo. All right, Dom, here's what we need. We need something to feel better about. So if you could, I'd like to ask you one reason why Brewers fans shouldn't be freaked out, and maybe one reason why we should.
Number one reason why you shouldn't be freaked out is at this time last year, you weren't even in first place. The exact same week where you had Braves and Nationals, the Brewers had a 1-5 trip. They got knocked out of first place. They even got swept by the Dodgers later in August and still bounced back to be in first place. You're still in first place right now. Okay, so the Brewers, you could certainly say they're not playing to their potential, but they're still in first place. Now, the reason to freak out is the uncertainty with Christian Yelich, the uncertainty with some of the slumps that guys like Joey Ortiz and Bryce Turang are in right now, and the injuries to the bullpen. So there's certainly cause for concern, but it is August 5th. These are what we call the dog days in baseball season. It is so hard to get up and go in August when you've been in first place all year long. You've had a target on your back all year long. And quite frankly, starting tomorrow night, the schedule does not let up. 11 of the last 16 series for the Brewers are against contending teams.
What do you make of that decision to yank Myers yesterday? So Sunday afternoon, he had gone through the lineup twice. He had only had, 64 pitches, and they pull him, and it didn't work out.
I was personally not a fan of it, and Pat Murphy gave his reason, saying, you know, didn't want him to go a third time through against the lineup, did not. Knowing they had an off day today, they had a totally fresh bullpen ready to go. And given yesterday's loss, they also had a fresh bullpen. They only used two arms yesterday, or I should say on Saturday. And they were feeling, you know, it was a hot, muggy day in D.C., and they didn't want him to drain all of his energy at that point. But to that, I say, look, Tobias Myers has arguably been your best pitcher on the team since June 1st. And you're down 1-0. I trust him to keep it 1-0. And if he doesn't keep it 1-0, you know what? Score more runs. So it wasn't Tobias Myers' fault, in my opinion. I would have kept him in, but this is why managing is hard. And you had to make that decision. And Hobie Milner had some buzzard's luck. Jackson Churio had a gamble that I was all for, diving for a ball that, you know, if he doesn't catch it, a run still scores. And it's the same situation in the next batter. Or if he makes the catch, there's two outs and only one run scores. So I was totally fine with the gamble by Churio. I just really would have left Tobias Myers in there.
Brewers look to right the ship tomorrow night against the Braves. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Dom Cotroneo for Brewers 360. It's 7:49. Tausch is next.